I can talk to my friends about whatever, and I feel like that's okay, and I feel comfortable. And I can also talk to my Quaker friends about anything too, but I feel like it takes so much less time for me to feel open about talking to my Quaker friends. Like, I'll be at a retreat for only a few days, and I feel like I've known this person for, you know, a few years.
I think that the way that works, that it goes so much faster, is that when you meet someone at one of these Quaker retreats or another Quaker, you can have the confidence that they're open-minded about things and they maybe understand more than some other people might what it is to be a pacifist or what it is to believe certain things about human rights or anything. And so there isn't that period where you're not sure what you can discuss with them that might be true outside of Quakerism.
I have such confidence and closeness with my Quaker friends that I can talk to them about anything, especially the ones that I've known longer, just like any relationship, but it goes so much deeper because of the passions about our religion and the fact that we share these testimonies. So it's a lot easier for me to talk with my Quaker friends.
With Quaker friends, it's odd. You sometimes spend only maybe a week, a weekend, or less time a year with them, but the bond that you have with friends through Quakerism and through retreats, through meeting, through what have you, it's the strongest bond you could possibly have. I have Quaker friends that know more about me than friends I see every single day.
The thing I notice being able to talk to my Quaker friends about that I can't talk to a lot of my other friends about is, surprisingly enough, my religion, because I have a particular group of other friends, and this group, it's really, you know, all about being, you know, very accepting and very open of, you know, gay people and, you know, accepting and open of all kinds of things. We all kind of like to pretend that we're therefore accepting and open of everything, but I really sort of feel like this, you know, really liberal, open group, like I can't talk to them about the fact that I'm a Christian. They just sort of look at me and go, oh. They don't understand how I can call myself a Christian and still hold the liberal beliefs that I do.
I think it's true of any religion, not just Quakerism, that if you find people with the same spirituality or the same focus, it does build community. And it's a lot easier to talk with someone who has the same set of basic beliefs and principles with relations of humans to God and humans to each other, that you can open up a lot more with people.
I think a lot of it goes back to the whole first impressions thing, not only with individuals, but as a group. Like, you know, you can look at different groups at schools and stuff and decide what they're like, but you look around this room, you look at any Quaker group, and you're not gonna see all one type of person. You're gonna see a bunch of different. I mean, looking in this room right now, it's amazing to me, like, how many different types of dress there are, you know, how many just different attitudes there are. But we're all here together and we're all having fun. And I think that just coming to this Quake and seeing this group of very diverse people, that automatically tells you that these people are going to be accepting of you no matter what. And therefore, you feel comfortable right off the bat talking about, you know, your life story if you want to. Tell these people anything.
I think that the main factor in being open with friends is the openness, because as I heard it described yesterday, throughout life you have a kind of armor to protect you from the opinions of others. And being with friends, you can take off your armor and be more open with them. And that bridges the gap really quickly.
It's really easy to bond with other Quakers just basically because of the ideals of Quakerism. You know that people won't get easily angry with you, or people won't make fun of you, or, you know, everybody will accept you. And being with other Quakers, you can really be open and express yourself.
There's something around the intentionality with which we create community. We put a lot of effort and work and thought into the guidelines that we set for each other and the expectations that we keep of each other. It allows people to strip off that guard, that allows that kind of connection to form much faster on way deeper levels.
Being from a town with no Quaker going up there, a tension build up inside you, and then when you see another Quaker, it just allows you a great release because you know you only have a week, and you try to make it the most intense period of that year.
At the beginning of every Quaker event I've attended, we've always set up guidelines of how we will act and interact with each other, and it was really displayed to me exactly what that means. And the first time I had observed something about another person at the event and had made a judgment, and later on that day I expressed that judgment to another person, and they immediately asked me why I was making a judgment and that it was completely unnecessary, and it just displayed perfectly why we can be so comfortable, because things like gossip and judgment that are accepted on the outside world just do not happen here.